Okay, so let's just quickly review Rav and Shmuel, I guess. Right, that's where we're going to define it. So the Rav and Shmuel say, Samachas and Merachas. Amra.
Samachas and Merachas?
Yeah.
Oh, the Mishnah?
The Gemara. So basically, what they hold is that in the time, so you have Chadash, which is the new Tvua, for the new year. So when the stuff, the new growth from the new year is Aser. Okay? It's Aser to eat. Until something. So it says in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it's until they bring the Karban Omer, which is on the 16th day of Nisan, at some point in the, let's say between the 4th and 6th hour of the day. So whenever they bring the Karban Omer is Matir, the Tvuah Chadasha. Okay, now it becomes Matir, becomes Yasha. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, to then what's matirat is sunrise of that same day, sunrise of the 16th, and it's basically learned out because the pasuk says v'lachom lekalim karmelo sochlo, don't eat the stuff ad etzem hayom hazeh, means until the essence of the day, means until daytime ad aviyacham es karmelo lekalim, until you bring the carbon. So which one is it? Is it until the day, till the morning, or is it until you bring the carbon? So this it depends.
But without the Mikdash, it's till midday?
The morning. Hanetz. Without the Mikdash, it's Hanetz. And there's Mikdash, it's when you bring it. So that's the resolution. Right? That's his position. So we said, surface, it's hard to understand the system. We don't define the system, but it's like first of all, it's funny to have like a split system like that altogether. So it should be explained. And you'd think is that if the Omer is the Matir, then say then now then there's no Mikdash, then there's no Matir. Mm-hmm. Say it's Asur forever, or say the whole Asur doesn't apply. Like to have it's like what's the sense or the unification of the whole system here, such that you have like this dual Matir. Like is there any way to explain this all? You know the whole thing. Put it together a little bit. And when we ask another question is that if you tell me that there's two matirs, so why don't you say when the Mikdash is around that Hanetz will be a matir? Because that's a Mamazah, should be a matir. So you say, no, that doesn't work in the time there's no Mikdash. I mean, how exactly does the thing work? And if, so you can't say there's two different matirs and whichever one comes first, because it's not true in the time there's a Mikdash. You see the morning, it's not a matir. So it's not a matir until you bring it. So it's kind of funny that when there's a Mikdash, it gets delayed somehow. I mean, for starters, I mean, one thing, Rabbi Yochanan, don't hold by is this dual system. They say it always is Hanetz, which is kind of what we were saying. That makes sense. Have it always the same. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish say, at least in the beginning of the Gemara, they say that it goes by, it's always that Hanetz. And out of Yechem, that's a separate thing. That's a mitzvah. So separate. Practically, you have to wait until you bring the carbon. But that, in terms of the lav, the matir of the lav, the iser, is really on it. Yeah, somehow when I say something like that, the mitzvah is a mitzvah to wait.
Is he not saying that the essay of bringing the omer within it at this?
It's not clear. He doesn't say. I mean, that's one interpretation. Does he say it's the essay of bringing the omer? He just says it's a mitzvah to wait until you bring the omer. Mitzvah lahamtin, it's a mitzvah to wait. The mitzvah. It's possible that it means it's part of the asay, or it's possible it's a different mitzvah. Maybe you don't know. I mean, he doesn't say. Somehow there's a mitzvah to wait. But that's a different thing. But the point is, in terms of the lav, Rabbi Yochanan Shach is smooth. The lav is the matir, is the morning. That's what I was on. Right, or something like that. Right? The idea of having it. This idea that the lav has like a dual formulation. I mean, what's the lav? So it's the formulation of the lav and of the matir. Something difficult about the idea that it changes. It's a changing form.
Yeah.
It's a funny matir, right?
It's a strange time. Even if you're going to say it, since there's no mikdash after a certain point for some reason.
Yeah.
But why?
Well, the limud is at etzem hayom hazeh. So the etzem, Rashi says, is like the mare hayom or something like that. It's like the essence of the day when the day is visible. So that's like with the day, it's until the day comes in full force. So it's like the day, it's almost like it's the day is the matir, and Hanetz is like the beginning of the day. It's not the date on the calendar, but it's the date, the marehe, on the essence of the day. That's the lima. So once the day comes about, then it's mutter. But not in the time of the mikdash. Not in the time of the mikdash. It is a funny matir, the day. Like the omer, you can understand that somehow it's they're bringing the carbon and that somehow matir. Something's a little bothersome. Like you would have said, right? Like you could have, yeah. Well, let's leave it. Yeah. So what would you say? There was one other fact is that when there's in the time of the mikdash, we're assuming like Tosos in the time of the mikdash they didn't bring the carbon, then Tosos seems to hold that according to Rav and Shmuel at least. You'd be mutter at the end of the day, shkia. After you can no longer bring the carbon, because right? There's a kind of sense of that as long as you can still bring the carbon, so the carbon's the matzah. But once the time passes and you didn't do it, then it's mutter. Which is, you could ask, why is it mutter? Why isn't it aser permanently? I mean, the Milchus Chinuch really is specific about that, whether it would be aser permanently or, you know, just that shkia once the day's over. But it seems from Tosa, so the Tosa and Rosh Hashanah, we didn't do it, but he seems to say it's at the end of the day, it would be mutter. So it would be nice if we could explain that also. Maybe it's similar to the way Eliyahu was thinking about this. Okay? So let's try this. That, see, how do you look at this whole thing? This whole Isser. So, it seems to be it's an Isser. Torah is offering new fruits, new grains, new produce, right? But it's like an interesting kind of an Isser. It's not pshat, like, it's like pig. You know? Baso hal, where the chafza is asar. Because it's not true. It becomes mutter after a certain date or after a certain mass of carbon, right? So it's not that the Torah says grain is treif, right? So what's the sense of this thing? It's asar until a certain point. So the idea is like the Torah wants you to wait, right? That's what you're saying, like to delay and to eat your grain with the matir. It's just like the Isser is to preempt the matir. Was to eat it just whenever you want. You produce grain, eat it right away. Rather, the Torah is placing a restraint and saying you have to recognize, you need a matir. In a more philosophical sense, is you can't just eat grain because you plant it and it's yours. But you have to recognize God is the source of your grain and your only matir is the institution which is recognition of God as the source of it. Okay, and that's like the Sechinuch tied with the bracha. So by Beras Ananim, it's not like food is also, it's also to eat without a bracha. But it's not like God wants food to be asar. It's not that there's an isar of eating food. There's just that then you have to recognize God. So yeah, until you recognize God, it's asar. But the isar is that you're like, you need a matir to eat it. But needing a matir to eat it doesn't mean it's like, it's like a chafza shel isar that you have to remove. The very nature of the isar is that you can't eat it without the matir. And the idea of a matir means it's also before you do the matir. But the idea is you need a matir to eat it. And the matir is, at least in its primary form, is the Hakoros HaOmer. Because and that's good. We'll get to the secondary form in a second. But the matir is that you bring a carbon which expresses that God is the source of the produce. You take your fruit, your rachis katsirach, and the first fruit of the season, and you bring it as a carbon l'Hashem. Then you can eat your food. You want to partake of your fruit, of your produce? Fine. First, bring a carbon omer l'Hashem, l'chon tenufa, recognize God as the source of all the produce. And once you do that, that's matir you to eat all your other produce. So all the produce, all the other grains which are eaten, are under the, with a matir, built upon the hakravas omer. So it, so to speak, sets the stage. And that's the matir for the grain. So you can't just eat grain, it's mine. Full bailus, I eat whenever I want. But the Torah says you need a matir. But you have things like this, like you have arlo similar to that, or bikurim, and there's similar things like that, right? The Torah is restricting your bailus on the thing and your control of your food. And saying as you eat your grains, before you eat it, you have to recognize you need a matir. Okay? And that's the primary system which is set up. But again, it's not an isser, and this is the main point, is that the nature of the isser is an isser to do it without a matir. You know what I mean? It's like it's almost like it's is a positive. It's almost like it's a positive idea that you recognize God before you eat it. You know, and the, but the way that generates an iser, it's not just the positive din of recognizing God before you eat it generates an iser. So you need a matir in order to do that. You with me so far? Okay, so now the question is, so what's going to happen in Tanis Ovis Mikdash? Okay, what's going to happen in Tanis Ovis Mikdash? So one theoretical option would have been, it's also forever. Because there's no matir. So why is that not the case? Why is that not the case? Besides for the impracticality of such a thing. Because the whole idea is not...
The iser chain, the way to go about that matir is different.
Yeah, right, exactly. The idea is not to create an iser. See, if you looked at it as like green is asr, and now there's an external matir which comes along. Let's say like dam. Maybe a good example of that would be like dam. Blood is asr. But if you do malicha, you salt it, you salt the animal, then it draws out certain of the meat, and even any external dam which is left in there, even if there's byproduct, it's matir. It's halachically a matir of the dam. So that thing is dam is a chavtza shel esr, and there's a matir. Now let's say you can't do malicha, there's no salt in the country, it's time where there's no salt anymore. Well, then there's no matir, then it's asr. The chaz is asr, you can never eat the meat because it's going to have whatever, you're going to have blood in the meat, and there's no way to get it out, or whatever, you know. Whatever, the other, forget this, we're not in the details of the sugi of dam. But the point is, dam is a chavtza shel esr, and you need a matir. If you looked at grain as a chavtza shel esr, and now the hakrovas omer is a matir, so now there's no omer, then that's it, so it would be asr. But though, that's not the idea. The Torah is not saying, it's not saying God doesn't want you to eat grain. He wants you to eat grain with a matir. It's that you eat grain after you delay until a certain point where there's a matir. So the grain is eaten with a matir. So now, if there's no mikdash, so the perfect matir is the Karbaz Omer. Because that's an carbon which expresses the whole idea of the Lashem Aratzim Lawa, God's the source of everything. That's the carbon Omer. It's a carbon Lashem. But in the time there's no mikdash, you don't have that matir available to you. Right? So in its stead, there's like a second. There has to be another matir because the whole key of the iser. So you could have said there's no iser, but that also wouldn't be good because there should be an iser. The Torah is, it's not like the iser comes because of the mitzvah of the omer. See, if you looked at it the other way, another way to look at it would be since it's a mitzvah of the omer, you're not allowed to eat before that. So then now there's no mitzvah of the omer, so there's nothing. But that's not the case either. The Torah wants you to asir your grain, and there's a with a matir. The grain should be eaten with a matir. So what is the matir? So Torah had to, so to speak, set up a secondary matir. So what is the matir? What is the matir of Zman HaZah? So I want to say the matir is the yom of the omer. There's an idea is the yom HaKrovas. In other words, it's the yom, the etzem ha-yom HaZah. There's an idea is the omer takes place on a yom. Machoras HaShabbos. There's a yom of the HaKrovas Omer. So when it's the real matir is the omer itself, the HaKrovas Omer. But you, even though nowadays you don't, you're not actually a makir of the Omer, right? So the Omer, the Kodesh Omer can't be a matir. There's no mikdash. So the matir is the yom, the etzem hayom hazeh. When there's actually the aval, you don't do it the yom. You actually do the actuality of the havas omer. But now there still is a yom of the havas omer. And the Machros HaShabbos is the yom, is the etzem hayom hazeh. Means the yom is the. And it's good, as the Yom is, it is the Zman of the Omer, right? And it's only during the daytime where you can bring the Omer. The carbon is only brought during the day. So it's like the Zman of the Hava, or the Yom, that's not Yom HaZeh, it sounds like it's a din in the Yom. But the Yom Hava is the Matir. Okay, that's the secondary form of the Matir, when there is no actual Hava. In other words, it's really, the unification is the Omer is the Matir. But the Omer, when it exists, when there's a HaKrovas Omer itself, that's the primary matir, because that really is an action which expresses the idea of the matir. But when you don't have that, the Torah set up a secondary form that the Yom Hava is the matir. So it happens to be practically it's beforehand, but it doesn't matter. The point is, insofar as there is no actuality of the Omer, the Havas Omer, so then the Omer comes into existence in the abstract once the Yom Hava exists. Because once it's the Yom Hava Yachem, so now that's the matir. The idea of the iser is that you don't. It's usher to eat your grain right away. And the idea is that you need a matir to eat your grain. You need something to permit you to eat the grain. So the permit is that is halachically what. In other words, if there's an iser, what what's matir that eser? So the matir is the emergence of the yom. It's the yom havas omer. So in the time of the mikdash, the yom is, and there's the idea of waiting. Waiting is practically what you have to do, but halachically means there's an eser. It's a lav, right? There's a lav. There's an eser in place. And so like what you accomplish is that you accomplish the person waits, and that's like the idea of the thing. But halachically, there's an iser. Given that there's an iser, the chavtzah is aser, right? The tefillah is actually aser. Now you need a matir of that iser. So the matir of the iser, you know, ordinarily is the ma'isak ravas omer, right? The karban. But now the emergence of the yom is the matir. It's aser until that day. The day brings it into play, the reality of the omer. Not the actual carbon omer, but it's the yom of the avos omer, and that yom is the matir of the that permit that removes the eser. So the hanetz is that's a ma'amazah. Technically, there is waiting because if you start growing produce with it a few days before or weeks before, you can't eat it until the yom comes about. Because the waiting is from the time this stuff starts growing, which could be days or weeks or whatever, months or year, you know, months before. In any produce which takes root after the Omer, it could be last year's stuff which took root after the after the Omer. So all that stuff is only mutter via the Yom. The Yom is the matir, but it's the Yom of the Omer. So it's like the Omer, the concept of the Omer still is involved in the system. Like the philosophically, the Omer is still involved because it's the Yom of the Omer. But in other words, it's not the actuality of the Omer. What we have today without the actuality of the Omer is the Yom of the Havas Omer. The Yom of the Omer. The way the Torah formulated it is, don't eat it until this Yom. But if there's a Hava, the Hava is the Matir. So it's the Yom, but insofar as the Yom has realized through the actuality of the Hava's Omer, it's like the Yom of Hava's Omer could be is realized when you actually bring the Korban Omer. So when there's actually the Omer, that's the Matir. But otherwise, it's the Yom itself which is the Matir. Now what happens, let me ask you this, what happens now if there's time of Mikdash and you're not bringing the Omer? So how halachically? Figure the philosophy of the thing, halachically, how is it mutter at sunset? Right, why don't you say there's an Isser and there's no Matir? Because the Matir is, there's two Matirs, right? In Bizman Hazah, the Matir is the Yom. Bizman and Mikdash, the Matir is the Kravas Omer. So now that's a Zman HaMikdash, so now the Matir Shekhar is Omer, so now there's no Matir. So why is it Matir? Okay, good, back to the idea. As I'm saying is, I'm not saying there are two Matirs.
It's the same
Matir. Saying is there aren't two, the same goal.
Really.
Same goal, but they're two different Matirs for different times. It's not like the two Matirs coexist. Because you're asking is, look, if they're both Matirs, then even time of Mikdash, the Omer should be Matir. I'm saying is, no, the primary Matir is the Havas Omer. That's the primary way the system was set up. That's the matir. But the Torah, the Isser is not limited to the Zman of the Hakrovas HaOmer, so the Torah set up a secondary matir of Bizman Shem Bizman Shkayim. So the secondary matir is the Yom. But insofar as the primary matir is there, that's like a backup system for when the primary system isn't in place. The Torah wants the Isser Chadash to be around always. But when the Mikdash is in place, you'll say, what's the matir? The matir is the Hakrovas HaOmer. They're not unified in structure. In structure, they are too. In structure, they are. The unification is that the Isser is set up in a way that, and there's the whole idea of the Isser is an Isser awaiting a Matir. It's not an Isser intrinsically, which happens. If there's an Isser intrinsically, now comes along, there's a Matir. So what is the Matir? But if the whole Isser is that the Isser exists for the Matir, The whole realization of the Isser is not an Isser per se, but an Isser which has a Matir. So then when you have to have a different Matir in a time where the Matir Torah setting up isn't around. You know? So it's like, I'm showing why there's a dual system, why there should be a dual system. Right, I'm not saying it's one thing. I'm saying it really is a dual system. It's Arabiyacham. They're really two Matirs at two different times. But there has to be a matir, because if there wouldn't be, then it would be, the Torah wants there to be an Isser, but it's not an intrinsic Isser, it's an Isser that you must await a matir. So the Torah has to supply a matir. But the unification is, philosophically speaking, the unification is that it's the concept of the Omer. So the concept of the Omer is, the concept of the Omer exists in full form through the Hava and exists in a secondary form through the Yom. You know, through the Yom Hava. But that's not, I don't know, that's halacha. That's not the halacha. Halachically, they're two different matirs. The idea of the matir, though, is they're both functioning the same way, is that you're recognizing God as the source of the, you know. But that's like halachically, you're not recognizing the Yom is the Yom. You don't have to actually recognize him. You know, the Yom is the Yom. It's the Yom which is the matir. So now my question is, in the time of the Mikdash, if you don't bring the karbon for whatever reason, so what's the matir? So the Tosa says it's matir in the day, at night, shkia, after you don't bring the carbon. But my question is, halachli, what's the matir? I think what Jonah's saying is good. This is what I was thinking. Well, let's try it out. So what I'm saying is that it's based on the same idea, is that it's not an intrinsic iser. The iser is to eat before the matir. Whereas the Torah really wants to do is that eat bread, eat grain after you express the idea of the Omer. You know, or something like that. After that Gravas Omer, after you bring the carbon. That's really the mitzvah. But the way the Torah does that is it creates an iser. It's an iser to eat the thing without the matir. Right? But the definition of the iser is to eat it before the matir. Don't eat it until you bring the carbon. That's the iser. That's about. Don't eat it until you bring it. Now, that's good. That's in place as long as you're planning on bringing it. And you're going to bring it and you're chayiv to bring it. But once the mitzvah of Hava elapses, because you missed the time, it's shkia, you can't bring it anymore. So now it doesn't make sense. What's the iser? What's the iser is to eat it before you bring it. But before you bring it means you're bringing it and you're preempting the bringing it. So that's the nature of the iser, to eat it before the matir. But once the matir no longer exists, there's no such thing as the matir anymore. The carbon simply doesn't exist. So then what's the iser? Then that's looking at it like it's intrinsically a chavta shel iser. There's the iser, the nature of the iser is to eat it prior to the matir. That's what the iser is, to eat it prior to your expression of the omer, to your karbon's omer. So the whole definition of the iser only makes sense as long as there is a chavas omer. Once the zman of the omer emerges, it's not like there is a matir. It just the iser becomes undermined. See, when it's the morning or hakravas omer, those are actually matirim, because it's usur to eat it prior to the matir. So there's an iser, and now when you do it, that's it. Now it becomes sutta. But when the day elapses, it's not a matir. It's just the iser. It elapses because the whole idea of the iser is to eat it before the matir, and as long once the matir no longer exists, so what am I supposed to do? So now you're going to tell me grain should be iser forever, but then that's not the nature of the iser. That's not the nature of this iser. It's an iser of preempting the matir. There's a similar example. Levi's saying is you don't have this by brachos. So there's a halacha that an onen is someone who hasn't yet buried their dead relative. So halacha is an onen is part of mitzvahs. He's not allowed to do isurim, but he's potter from doing mitzvahs. Okay? Mitzvahs asayis. Not allowed to do los asayis. And not only is potter, he can't do asayis. He's not allowed to do asayis. So he doesn't daven, he can't daven. He can't, he's a Torah and his mace, he doesn't do mitzvahs. But he's not allowed to violate Isurim. So he can't make brachas. Okay? Can't daven, can't make brachas. You don't make brachas. Okay? So you want to say shakal? Sorry. You got to break that habit. Okay? Hard. It's a weird kind of thing. I've never had, my mom told me it's like kind of strange. It's a strange type of, you know, but it's like becomes a reflex. You know, it's probably a hard one to keep, you know, but you don't make a bracha. So, fine. It's a mitzvah. Darabon to make a bracha, so I don't make a bracha. Fine. So they say. Yeah, but am I allowed to eat? Yeah, I am. So why am I allowed to eat? Isn't it asar lanos melanos elo bracha? It's asar to eat without a bracha. Right? So why is it like that? Same thing. Because it's not an intrinsic iser to eat. It's not like food is asr, and the only way to eat food is a matir. If that were the way he looked at it, that everything in the world is asr, it's treif. And the bracha matir is it, so now I'm an onen, so I don't have the mitzvah. Okay, fine, but the bottom line is, what's the matir? It's treif. Right, all food is treif. But the idea is you can't eat before you make a bracha. In other words, bracha is an idea of recognition of God. And the halacha is you're not allowed to eat. It's usur to eat below bracha. That's the isur. It's not usur to eat and bracha matirs it. It's usur leos menolam below bracha. So it's like you can't eat without making a bracha. But if you're an onin, there's no such thing as bracha. There's no chiyuv of bracha. You're totally mufka from the whole institution of bracha. So now what's why can't I eat? Then you'd have to be saying this food is usur. There's no halacha food is usur. The isur is to eat before you recognize God. Eat and then recognize God after. No, 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 you can't do that. You can't eat without recognizing God. But if there's no such thing as recognizing God because you're an oni and you're not allowed to do that kind of thing, so now there's no isur. The isur is to eat prior to the bracha. There's no bracha. So it's the exact same thing as this. Right? Once the chiyav, once there's no chiyav of the matir, so there's no isur. Right? Just once it's after this man of omer, there's no chiyav of the matir, so now the isur falls away. Same thing. When there's an oni, there's no chiyav of bracha. So there's no isur. The idea is that you have to wait, and as this year's produce, you're not allowed to eat this year's produce until you bring a carbon which matirs it. As until you can't preempt it before you bring the carbon which matirs it. It's not just a random carbon which happens to be called Omer. Point is, when you have a new year's produce, the Torah set up for every year's produce a matir. So, I mean, maybe it would be matir or other stuff, you know, it could be. I'm not saying it can't be matir or other stuff, but the nature of the system is an annual system. The thing is, this year's produce.
It's not for this.
Yeah, right. It's not for this stuff. The Torah is setting up. Wait until you bring this year's carbon. There's going to be a carbon omer coming up. Wait until you bring it. Don't eat it until you do that. Until you bring that carbon. So then there's no isser anymore. Now you'll say, see, if you look at it as the other way, that it's an isser and the only matir is bringing a carbon, then if it's an honest, I can never, ever, ever do it, so then, you know, then you'd say, yeah, wait till next year. But I'm not saying that. The whole isser is to preempt this year's carbon. There's a carbon coming up. Whenever you plant, they know that there's carbon omer coming up. The beginning of the season, there's going to be a carbon omer, you know, they'll preempt that. Maybe we're all at the bracha thing. Let's digress. There's a very interesting thing. As one of the Zemra, he showed me an interesting thing to do. Rabbi Zemra. So it's a very interesting machlokas between the Tosfos and the Ref. Okay, about this very point, vis-a-vis bracha. On the application's point, vis-a-vis bracha. So we're going to digress on the Chadash for a little bit. Probably for tomorrow we'll discuss this bracha thing. So the question is let's say I have a case of Safik brachas. Okay, so what's the general principle of Safik brachas? What do I do? Safik brachas? Safik whether I'm chayav in a bracha. What? You make it again? Depends. What? Deraisa of the Chumrah, Safik Brachas. So the general cloud, Safik Brachas Lachel. But it depends. If it's Deraisa of the benching, then you have to make it again. If it's a Derabanan Bracha, you don't make it again. That's the general thing. Because it's a Derabanan, Safik Brachas Lachel. Okay? In general, that's the principle. So if you're not sure if you made a given Brachas, you don't make it again. Unless, like for benching even. If you ate Vesa Sviya, then you know you're full, then you have to lay a bench. If you didn't eat Sviya, and you only have a Derabanan, then you don't do it. So the question comes up, what about by Berachas Ananim? What about Berachas Ananim? So the case the Gemara has is a funny case, but I picked up a piece of a cup of wine and I thought it was beer and I started out by saying Shahakol and then I changed in the middle to a guffin. Whatever, funny case. Funny case, which is the Gemara has a machlokas about what you do. Does the bracha count? The bracha count and that kind of bracha. So the question is, so what do you do? So now it turns out you don't know whether you're supposed to make a new bracha or not. So what do you do? So now you have this piece of whatever, grape juice, a cup of grape juice, or beer, or whatever, and you're not sure whether you have to make a bracha on it. So what do you do now? Right? So it says, this is the bracha yudbeizim and aleph. Okay, Tosfos says, the pirush of aleph is hashad l'if shita bayin, azlina nakula. Basically, since we don't know, you go l'kula, right? So you're not sure whether you're supposed to make a bracha on this thing. So what do? You say so l'kula, right? Okay. V'ri ha'yomer l'chumra. T'tzach v'ar pamacheres. V'ri says no. He says l'chumra. Okay, you have to make another bracha again. There's a machlokas between the Rif and the Ri about whether or not when you have a suffix, whether there's this given piece of food you didn't make a bracha on yet, do you have to make a bracha now? Or do you say, suffix bracha zlaka? Okay? So on the surface, you'd say, suffix bracha zlaka? Right? Okay, so Rabbi Kiva Eger, is getting a shas, he says no. Okay, so could someone think of why wouldn't you say Savi Brazaka? I'll tell you what Rabbi Yeager says, and it plays into what we're talking about, and we have to understand the machlokas. So I'll just read you what he says, and then we'll try to define it for tomorrow. So he says like this: he says, "V'lo shayachach alomar Savi Brachas Lekula." Right? He says you don't say Savi Brachas Lekula here. He says the Magen Avraham asked that question: why don't you say it? He says the Kfar Kosav Harasha v'Psachim Pirush Harashbam de'lo shanu kenel v'Brachas Mitzvos. You only say Savik brachas lahakel, they brachas mitzvos. They have brachas ain't ma'akvos, because if you don't do a bracha, you still yotze the mitzvah. So look, it's good to make a bracha, but you still do the mitzvah without it. Aval be brachas anenim, but by brachas anenim, also lachal below bracha. Right? It's also make it not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat, it's an eser to eat without a bracha. So now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So it's not, you're going to say, now Savik brachas lahakel, but now I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to eat. So you can't just say something brachos lakel because there's an isser in place. So basically I have an isser in place, so I'm going to have to make a bracha in order to mati the bracha, in order to mati the food. So you'll say, yeah, but maybe you're not chayav to make the bracha, and what gives you the right to make the bracha? So he says, v'ein v'lahavich shash bracha l'vatala. So maybe you'll say, yeah, so maybe it's very nice you have an isser in place and you want to make a bracha, but maybe you're not chayav in the bracha and then you're making a bracha l'vatala. He says, no, because if you didn't make a bracha, it would be also for you to drink. So it's not levatala, because that's what's not during you to drink. Something like that. Right, and then he brings down some other sources. So what's he saying? Somehow, since there's an isser here, you can't say Savi Brachas Lahakel. So you could say, is the question that he's asking is that Savi Brachas Lahakel is a suffix if you're chayiv to make a bracha that says la'akel, but shouldn't it also say if you're a suffix whether it's asr to eat it, it should also be la'akel? That's part of the suffix brachas. So it's darbanans and it's darbanans. Right? So shouldn't it be equally, the same way it's saying you can be makel vis a vis the chayiv of bracha, it should also say you can be makel vis a vis the isr.
It's within the meaning.
It's so part of the chayiv of the isr and the chayiv go together, right? So you're saying is that's also darbanans, so shouldn't that also be la'kula? So it's asr, but I should make on that also. I mean, Safek Darabanan applies by Yisurim. You have an Isser Darabanan, which is Safek, then it's also a Mutter. Safek Darabanan Lekula. So what's the difference if it's an Isser or if it's a Mitzvah, right? Okay, that's a good question. Turns out, where's the Isser come from? So it turns out, the Gemara says, and the Gemara is looking into where brachas come from, so it's in Ketzim of Archem, it says, it's a Svara. It's on Lama Heim and Alphan Brachas. It's a Svara. Asula Leonos Min Olam Below Bracha. Okay? So it's a svara. It's a svara. Okay? Svara, kivan denen, et sarach lahodos, l'misha baram, Rashi says, since you have a hodah, you have to have a hodah. It's the one who created them. So let me ask you, is that the oraisa or the rabbana? So in general, the Gemara sometimes says, when it's looking for a source for something, there's a, I don't know exactly where, but maybe you've seen it before, it says, Kra lamali svara. What do I need a pasuk for? It's a svara. Okay, then there's when the Gemara says, you don't need a limud for a blank, whatever it is, it's a svara. And that shows you that svara is a deraisa. Svara, the Torah is learned as svaras. If something, if you know something from a svara, then it's deraisa. You don't need a pasuk for it, it's a svara. So svara is, I mean, the Rabban didn't make up a svara. The Rabban can't create svaras. So it means it's a svara that's asalam asalam bracha. So what do we mean that brachas anenim is the Rabbanan? Well, brachas anenim is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan that set up brachas anenim is definitely a takana of the Rabbanan. So then what does it mean? If he's saying the svara is that it's asar, so what the Rabbanan do? The svara is the oraisa, then what's the Rabbanan do? Right? This is good. It would seem that they did is they set up an institution that gave form to that idea. It's a general idea that it's a svara. You can't give on you can't run without a bracha. Without shabbat. You have to recognize God gave you the thing. But they did is they set up an institution of brachas anenim. They set up a tzura to it, and all this whole system. So the into the system of brachas anenim is a system which is darabana. But it's giving form to an underlying deraisa idea of a svara. That it's not, you have to give hana, you get the shavach before you eat it. Asalim 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 bracha. So, therefore, presumably that's what the Rabbi Yehuda means. is that it's true vis-a-vis the form, the formal mitzvah of bracha, you'll say sovi derabanan lekula. But vis-a-vis the iser lanos v'nozol bracha, that's not a derabanan, didn't create that iser, that's an iser. So now, what are you going to do? You're not allowed to eat it. It's also to eat the thing. So that's like a deraisa. That is a deraisa. You're not allowed to eat it. So then you can't say la'akel, so now you have to make the bracha because of that. Even though vis-a-vis the mitzvah derabanan, you'll say stuff like gula, but there still is the iser to eat it, and the iser is deraisa, and therefore you have no right to eat it without making a bracha. So the thing is, vis-a-vis that, you have to go to chumra. You can't not do it. So he says that allows you to make the bracha. I think that's Rabbi Kager's point, is that it's not just changing it from mitzvah to iser, because your kosher is good. They're both derabanan. What's the difference if it's an iser or it's a mitzvah? So derabanan lekula should work on either one. So derabanan lekula works on iser also. But I think he means because the iser is really the deraisa iser. So you can't say suffik lekula on berachas ananim, because berachas ananim is grounded in iser deraisa, which is aslan as bracha. So what are you saying? Be mekel on that? You can't be mekel on that. It's an iser and it's not a derabanan. So even if you can be mekel on the technical structure of the bracha, but you still have to give you still have the derisa, it's the iser. So if that's the case, so now you can't be mekel. So now that will allow you to make a bracha. I bracha vatal. No, that itself will allow you to make it because you chayiv itzavik dasavik lechomer. You have to go lechomer. So now you're going to make it. The question though is, so then what's the machlokas? Because the Rif says you say lekula, right? The Rif does say lekula, right? Does say the kula. So apparently have machlokas. So that's what we have to define. And we also, Levi's question is good, is that if they're saying is that the bracha, you're saying yes, I'm bracha. Now the only thing is that there's the deraisa of aslamas of bracha, but here it's not, you did a bracha, it just might not be the right one technically. So maybe, yeah, if he's being mitzvah, selfless bracha is fine, but if he's the deraisa, maybe the thing should work anyways. So that we have to look into the case a little bit. See if that, it might be a good question. Because even if technically speaking, hilchos brachos, if it doesn't work, fine. So that's the rabbanon, so the lekula. But in terms of the shevach itself, you gave shevach, and it's appropriate shevach. It just depends. That's where you have to look exactly how they learn the case. It's an interesting thing to look into. It's even possible that depending on whether you learn like the Rif or the Tosis, maybe they learn the case differently. Because it's a very complicated case. There are different ways of learning the case. Let's for tomorrow. Let's see if we can define that. See if we can define the machlokas. So the machlokas is the Rif and the Ri. It's on daf and brachos daf yud beis and aleph. Okay, and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And we'll try to, and then we'll get back to the Omer. Okay, it's a digression, but it's, I think it's directly related. I mean, I don't know if it's exact as far as it's related, but the whole idea of the matir, and it's a very parallel thing, and brachas comes up all the time. It's a shame to not, you know. And this, I think, is related to this point we were talking about also. So, because it's a similar kind of situation to the onan, right? It's like you want to make a bracha, but you can't make a bracha, because you should make, right? It's not exactly the same, but it's similar. So we'll do that, and then we have to, when we get back to the Omer, we have to go back to the next Shita. Right, we have to figure out the next Shita, which is Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Tosas low on Yud Beis and Aleph and the Brachos. And the Rabbi Kiveger, the Gemara Shas and the Rav.